I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, it's Matthew Kaelin here. A very somber Matthew Kaelin after arguably the worst day in the history of the football club. As I'm stood outside the University of Bolton Stadium and
we can't even beat a team who's sponsored by a university. A criminally underfunded education system.
Students for them.
And we've been beat, and we've been beat.
I'm with Rory Fallow.
Hi.
And Gareth Barrett.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, well, that was deplorable, both on and off the pitch.
Yeah,
Rory.
It was horrible. Like, the performance on the pitch, like, you cannot forgive it all. It was toxic off the field, which you can kind of understand because part of that comes to the performance. But I think the thing I really personally want to address is joining in with the opposition fans singing "Sacked in the Morning" your manager. Whatever you feel about him, it's fucking minging. Like, it's horrible. Like, why do you want to sing with half an hour left in the game to your own manager? Even if you don't particularly like him, even if you don't particularly like the way the game's going, you're 1-0 down with like half an hour left. You might win that game.
We could have feasibly won that game, and you're singing that with half an hour left. How's that going to help?
Exactly.
What's that going to do?
What do you think it's going to achieve? Like, it's just fucking posturing, and it just makes
you. Are people wanting a reaction from the manager and from the players? Because, like,
I think you got to compartmentalise it, haven't you? So there's multiple aspects to it. There's, firstly, we didn't play well enough.
No, we were terrible.
Like, I'm not giving them all.
You've got to compartmentalise, haven't you? You've got to say, we didn't play well enough in the game. And then there's another element of it where it's a lot of people are not happy with the current situation with the manager. So that it makes it more highly strung. So no matter what happens in the game, there's always going to be an element of negativity attached to it, whether it's a positive bit of play. If there's players in the game who, you know, players aren't popular at the moment, people like Will Grigg, for example, because he hasn't got, like, you know, 11 foot legs, doesn't mean he's not going to be able to reach a ball that's been lumped over the top in the corner. It's not his fault, but the problem is because people are so highly strung about the situation, like, that's fine if that's the way you feel, but it transmits negatively. And thirdly, there's the issue with, like, the thing is, people are going to listen to this and they'll say, oh, you're slagging fans off or whatever. It's people are going to come to the game and vent their opinions, and that's fine, and that's their prerogative. But people can have an overall discussion about the situation. And I think the problem is now, the reason people are so divided, and the reason people are commenting on the way a team's being supported, the way people are commenting on every, like, micro element of people's play, is because people are so divided and frustrated about the current situation. The problem is, when it gets to this stage, when you see Jack Ross arguing with the linesman, which he never does over a throw-in, you're in danger.
I agree.
I think the manager's done.
I don't
like, and but as soon as we weren't winning after 20 minutes today, people had made their mind up.
Eleven minutes in,
it happens too quickly. So, like, I don't see personally how Ross can necessarily come back from this, but for the wrong reasons, if that makes sense.
I know what you mean.
People have got their opinions set before, and like what you're saying, Gareth, 11 minutes in, that's it, he's fucked. Like,
nothing other than 5-0 was going to be good enough today.
I think
for all Bolton are a team that's been basically made up in a jumble sale, they're not children. Like, they've got, you know, the performance, it was dreadful.
Exactly, to talk about that as well, it has to be acknowledged that if we played the team that Bolton were fielding 4 or 5 weeks ago, we probably would have won 3-4-5-0, in my opinion. So, people use that as an excuse. We were playing a very different Bolton team.
We're still playing and side. We should have like performed better.
Absolutely, we should have absolutely played better, and we should have won the game. It's on, that is, we're saying that's the worst result in our history, arguably, until we equalise, and even then, it's then it becomes it's the worst it's performance.
You didn't really like celebrate it, did you?
I didn't celebrate.
It was just like right. Let's
well, it was
hopefully
try
like,
and salvage the win. Yeah, maybe.
It's an embarrassing.
It is like everyone else
for the club.
I know no one really like particularly like. Unless you're in League One, cast an eye on it. But if you're looking at that, like everyone kind of knows what Bolton have been through recently. So everyone, if anyone looks at that tonight and is like, "God, Sunderland didn't manage to beat Bolton today," like
2-7,
and that is
the game.
That exactly. That's right. Embarrassing.
In a way,
like, it's so embarrassing
in the same league.
And again, you can't like. I know I was saying about like the support like was quite like toxic today, but it doesn't excuse what was going on the pitch. Like you can't find any player who was better than a 5 out of 10.
No, they were all terrible.
It was absolutely terrible, and I don't think it looked like there was a cohesive plan to be found on the pitch.
McLaughlin was probably the best player when he came on in the second half, and he is awful.
Overlapped a little bit.
Yeah. So that and he didn't give the ball away every time he got it. I mean,
only some of them.
There's elephants in the many elephants
in the house.
The house is a house of elephants at the moment. A house of elephants, and the you know.
Pride of elephants.
Let's like. Yes, I mean, we can talk about McGeady, who's like. Yeah, and I would have him in the team every week.
Yeah,
and he was great last season, and he does great things, and he scores goals.
Can
for
we
us,
just
but
how hilarious it was when he got the penalty. The collective groan in the away. Yeah. Oh God, it's McGeady. Yeah.
But he's been
great penalty, though.
Yeah,
great.
The only was because he struck the ball into the net instead of trying to tickle it in. But he's been poor this season.
He's been rubbish this season. Yeah, agree.
But it's not solely down to him to do something in the game. You know. There's players who are as bad as him, but you haven't got any sort of, you know, people that want White to come in, he's poor.
No,
like Griggs
like,
poor.
For example, the groans when Grigg does anything, and I think you said it during the week. White does it. It's
it's fine.
Like singing that stupid song.
Yeah,
and it's like, well,
why are you singing that today? Like,
well, no, because he doesn't. Don't give the ball to White. He doesn't score.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't do it. No, not good enough.
But when you're getting to the stage now where, like we were sitting next to a couple of blokes, they're having a go at Willis for not having a left foot, even though Flanagan was on who played the ball out with his left foot. It's like, well, you do realise it wasn't Willis. He was like, oh, well, it doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
It absolutely does matter because it's not the player you're criticising. But we're so now we're at the stage where. You've seen it before. I said, you know, this could be Jack Ross's Bradford.
Yeah, you said it.
And I said before the game, on the way down, I was like, our biggest issue is frustration, and we don't cope. We don't cope on the pitch with being frustrated, and we don't cope in the stands with being frustrated.
No, yeah, agree.
And if they said, if they frustrate us for 20 minutes, we're in trouble because we're not collectively strong enough to overcome it, and it's plain. There was comments in the week about the team, and yes, we should be better than League One because the club as a stature is better than League One, but ultimately the team on the pitch is a League One team, and I don't think at times I still believe we'll get promoted, by the way, because I think we'll get promoted because I think the players we've got are good enough to get promoted based on what we've seen in the rest of the league. Whether Jack Ross is a manager or not, that's a different matter. But I do think we'll get promoted because they have to. They have to go up this season. So I believe we've got the capability to go up. And if somebody different comes in, which, to be honest, I don't. It feels as though I've seen how many managers we've seen come through Sunderland over the years, many in recent years, and it does feel as though. I like Jack Ross, but it does feel as though generally we're past the point of no return.
He's not for me. I think I said this a few weeks ago. Like, no, like I said it a few weeks ago. Like, I think he needs to go.
Yeah.
And I can't. After this today, there is no way back.
I'm still like being like firmly on the fence with him. Like, fence for me. I like a lot of what he says and like what you hear about the coaching and stuff like that. And he's young and he's up and coming manager, but you keep seeing these results like today, and it's like, how long can this go on? I don't think he'll get sacked during the week.
I think
traditionally, like
tonight for me,
Sunderland home game against MK Dons, that's a sacking.
MK Fish.
Yeah, exactly. Though it is, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
not
yeah.
even a beaten by not a football club, but
yeah,
if
yeah.
we, you know, if you is. Don't get a result. I mean,
we're playing really, Sheffield United.
Yeah, yeah, but well, you know, forget about that. It doesn't matter. We're not going to win the League Cup, are we?
We right. might.
We're not going to win this league.
We can't be bored.
We're going to get relegated and win the League Cup.
Great but, for us.
You're for us.
It does feel a little bit. I like him and I get it, but and I'll go back to my point I've made a few times. First, you need to win. Obviously, the team's 23 league team now rather than 24. But I said we need to win 28 games a season. You've got to beat Bolton twice.
We haven't done that,
and we haven't beaten them the first time. Secondly, it wasn't the games against teams like Barnsley and Luton and Peterborough last season that cost us promotion. It was drawn games against cannon fodder.
Terrible
that
team,
should
just
be.
An abject performance. It wasn't like their key.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like even if before the game we're saying we could hit the post 5-10 times in the game. And come away, and people would still not accept. People
they
would
hit the
like,
post.
Yeah, we hit the post on the bar as well.
It took us until 1-0 down to start creating those chances as well. Like,
but we never really had any clear good chances in the game.
No. But I totally
make,
agree.
Like make no, but like we've said, like the
we looked at, we
around.
Were lucky to draw.
Like
we met Bolton Wanderers, and you were totally right, Gareth, what you said a couple of weeks ago about. Going into the Lincoln game, potentially being top of the league, and getting 9 points from these games, or 7 would be acceptable. We're going to get at best 5, like if we beat
that
MK Dons. And now you're thinking,
well,
are we going to beat MK Dons?
So say Ross is the manager next Saturday, and we go a goal down against MK Dons. Well,
but he's so in debt now, isn't he? That's the thing. Like,
he's too far gone.
No matter what your opinion is of him, and again, I'm still probably like, oh, keep him, give him like a couple more weeks. Let's see if we can like even out. But like exactly what you're saying, Matthew. If we go goal down against MK Dons, the crowd turns
and
he's so in debt now. Like he, and like, it's going to take like a few massive performances to get him that cash in the bank. So
if people are having a go after 11 minutes. You've got a problem.
Also,
if you
as well,
play as badly as that and you don't beat that team, you've got a problem.
And is it
that
like,
is the worst? That's
is
the worst
position
team.
Untenable. Like
I
no matter what you think of it, like, is that what it's become now?
For me as well. Like you were just saying, like you know the League Cup and that. There's every chance we could go there and lose 4-0.
Yeah.
Like and that, I mean, that's just gonna. People are not gonna look at that and go, oh well. You know, it's against the Premier League team. They're going to look at that and go, well, we haven't beaten Bolton, we haven't beaten whoever we played last week. I don't even know who's
I just feel as well with what's going on behind the scenes as well. Obviously, if there's a change, you know, at the top, you know, it looks as though there's going to be a change in terms of the ownership of the club. Maybe they'll look at it as, and go, oh, well, it's a fresh start.
It's an opportunity.
Around.
I think that's what's giving people,
that
that's making people feel a bit itchy
and
as
that
well.
And that's quite sad in a way because I think. Regardless of what happens now, the manager did good things last season for us and he galvanised that team. You know, first game of pre-season, when he came in, we had 12 first-team players. You know,
you can't discount that
he's done, he's helped, he's been part of the restructure of our team out of lower step. However, the problem is if you don't build on that, if you don't come to Bolton, a team who've got minus 10 points, and yes, they were playing with kids, minus 9, but they were playing with kids for large parts of the season, and the situation has skewed it. But ultimately, it will go down. If we had lost that day, that would have been the worst result.
I think
in
it still is, to be honest.
And it could argue
performance wise, it is. Yeah, but I agree with what you're saying, Gareth. Like, in terms of like the stuff Jack Ross has done, he's done like the horrible stuff. Like I know he's like talked about it a few times, but I think he's talked about it a few times within reason, like coming into training and them not even having enough to like make a five-a-side game and stuff like that. Like you can't really blame him for that. Like
as I see, it does.
He's been commandeered by another fan based medium.
The thing is, like.
Why didn't he come out?
I think
we could do it in the background and when we'd be on there. Soft
Jack Ross has like dealt with all of this, and I think to be fair, Oh no, they've scored. I think, to be fair.
Sorry, that's. I can't concentrate now, this is ridiculous. Carry on, Matthew, sorry.
I can't, what was I saying? Yeah, so Jack Wright, like, so he's done all of the. He's done all of the dirty work, shall we say. Shall we say that. Someone, look, I've not. I think he will go, and someone else will come in and get us promoted and take all of the, like, the. Oh, he's led us to promotion, like, great. And really, Jack Ross is when we had to play Luton. I have no idea what's going on here. I'm just talking.
Why haven't we got.
As usual, a load of shit.
Why haven't we got caught?
Well, you saw the call.
For an audio medium. I think we basically should probably. My dad's been commandeered by SFC Fan TV, and they've got their own court, which has SFC Fan TV banned on the back.
And their own graphics.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, like, we don't have,
we
Gareth.
Come on, Gareth, sort it. Well, we do have t shirts. I've still got a Wiseman suit.
I don't have one.
I've probably got some in the.
Well, there you go. You can get one.
Influence the.
Yeah, we'll wear them for.
This is all Fausto quiz. If you like to come to the Fausto quiz, we are doing it 4th of October. Yeah.
But anyway, we've got a problem that.
We have a various problem.
We have a lot of problems. And it could be that I just feel as though now there's no way back.
Agree.
He's going to have to win 4 or 5 games in a row.
He's not going to do that because he'd be sacked during the week, so for me.
I just think.
I think unless we absolutely pummel him, I think he'll get the MK Dons game. It's hard to come back
there's
from.
There's been various rumours circulating.
Joe Royle for me.
About.
Well, we're in Bolton, aren't we? A certain man who is just a man.
There's been discussions about, you know. Certain people being sacked and certain people coming in.
It's sound
like room and all of that. Those horses fun.
Shall we wrap it up now?
Well, I guess wrap it up on
predictions for
Jack Ross.
Jack Ross
sacks for me. I think he'll get the MK Dons game.
I can't see him surviving.
I'm not saying he'll survive beyond that, but I think he'll get that
game. I just think he's gone too far. He's gone. He's lost too much confidence.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't disagree with that.
And I just want to say, you know, I think it's a very, very difficult situation he's come into. And if he does lose his job, people can't rewrite history he hasn't done good things, and he hasn't tried to do the right things.
He's done more than the three managers before him, and then I know, like, that's a low bar, but
he's done quite a lot.
I'll hold him in higher regard than Moyes, than Grayson, than Coleman. But it feels like it's run in the most horrible way possible, and it's not nice. But it does feel like it's maybe run its course.
I think he might
get that MK Dons game
a bit like this podcast.
Well, yes, exactly. Yes, agreed. That's perfect.
Lovely. Right. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.